This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Parliament has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 with the Lok Sabha approving it today. The Rajya Sabha passed the legislation yesterday. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Jana Gana Mana, and make the insult to the national song a criminal offence. These offences are punishable with imprisonment of up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After the passage of the bill, Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, discussion is underway on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, moved the bill. He said paper leak is a serious issue and several incidents were reported from various parts of the country in different state governments and the previous governments at the centre. Initiating the discussion, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said the government has made only cosmetic changes in the new bill and the proposed amendments will not be effective to curb malpractices in the public examinations. He said though the Congress supports the proposed bill, but it lacks very stringent provisions to ensure transparent and paper leak-free examinations. The bill has been already passed by the Lok Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with the members of Parliament from Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland at the Parliament House. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the discussions focused on the prevailing flood situation in both the states. The Prime Minister said the central government will keep working with the respective state governments to address the challenges. He also prayed for everyone's well-being and safety. In a social media post, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that during the meeting, the Prime Minister assured them full assistance and provided them with necessary directions for ensuring timely relief, restoration and support for the affected people. Polling is underway for assembly by-elections in Bihar, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. In Bihar, voting is taking place for Bankipur constituency, in Gujarat for Manjalpur constituency and in Madhya Pradesh for Datia constituency. The Enforcement Directorate or ED has conducted searches at 16 locations in Chennai, Coimbatore, Hyderabad and Mumbai in connection with a money laundering investigation linked to the alleged terror funding of the 2022 Coimbatore bomb blast. The agency said the investigation revealed that the attack was carried out by Jamesha Mubin, a suicide bomber, along with others as an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack. The National Commission for Scheduled Castes has issued notices to the Punjab Chief Secretary and Director General of Police over the alleged police excesses against sanitation workers belonging to the Scheduled Caste community in Barnala, Punjab. Protests continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK today following brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces during peaceful demonstrations on Monday, leading to death of over 40 people. Social media accounts linked to the Jammu-Kashmir Joint Awami Action Committee accused security forces of using lethal force against protesters. Jammu-Kashmir Joint Awami Action has appealed to the UN, international human rights organizations and democratic governments to intervene, alleging the use of live ammunition and excessive force against peaceful protesters by Pakistani security forces. The IMD has issued a red alert predicting very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra, Telangana, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh today. In squash, the Indian men's team has stormed into the semi-finals of the Junior Team Championships in Ontario, Canada. The fifth-seeded Indian men's team defeated England 2-1 to reach the semi-finals. They will next face the United States, which advanced to the last four after defeating Japan. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains today. The Sensex rose to 74 points or 0.35% to close at 77,928, while Nifty added 67 points or 0.3% to settle at 24,317. And that is the end of this news bulletin.